Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 24 November 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. Zimbabwe approves Lenkepve in HIV and AIDS fight. South African court convicts Zimbabwe-born pastor of kidnapping congregant. Johannesburg police uncover cross-border drug operation targeting Bulawayo. And now for the news in detail. Zimbabwe has approved Lenkepve, a new six-monthly HIV prevention injection, as part of efforts to strengthen the fight against HIV and AIDS. The Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe fast-tracked approval in just 23 days. The drug for HIV-negative adults and adolescents at high risk offers protection with two injections per year. Following an initial start-up phase, Zimbabwe is among 10 countries chosen globally to roll out this new PrEP option, which has already been introduced in Eswatini and Zambia. MCAZ Director General Richard Rukwata said the approval expands prevention options and could improve adherence compared to daily oral PrEP. Health experts welcomed the move but urged authorities to ensure the drug is affordable, widely available, and backed by public awareness campaigns. A Zimbabwean-born pastor, Solomon Mhlanga, his wife Poppy, and their son Enoch have been convicted for the kidnapping of church member Dumisani Mhlangu. Solomon and Enoch were also found guilty of attempted murder, while Poppy was convicted on the kidnapping charge. The case relates to March 2024 incident in Hlakankale, where Mhlang was abducted and assaulted, leaving him with injuries that resulted in the loss of both hands. Mhlang has denied involvement, but the court ruled that Mhlang's account was credible and backed by evidence, while the defense version was inconsistent. Speaking after the verdict, Mhlang said the conviction brought relief to his family and hoped the court would impose a strong sentence. The three will return to the Emhlangeni Regional Court on Monday, 24 November 2025 for sentencing. A Johannesburg Metro Police intelligence operation has uncovered a major drug packaging and distribution hub inside a hijacked house in Houghton. Police recovered cough syrup containing codeine and processed dhaka valued at more than 2 million rands. Authorities say the drugs were already pegged for shipment to Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, using cross-border buses and informal Malaysia delivery vehicles. 8 suspects were arrested for drug dealing and illegally occupying the property. Investigators say the group has been paying rent into an unverified bank account, raising fears of organized criminal networks. Public Safety MMC Mqini Qwaku praised the operation, saying the city will intensify raids on hijacked buildings used for drug trafficking. The JMPD is urging residents to report suspicious properties. A recent United Nations report ranks Zimbabwe as the 4th worst country in the world for elections after Iran, Russia, and China. The report says elections in Zimbabwe no longer serve as a legitimate democratic tool, with the ruling ZANU-PF party creating a war-like environment to instill fear. It highlights intimidation, surveillance, and coercion, noting that around 70% of ZANU-PF's force come from communities under pressure. The report also criticizes the party's control of the opposition, marking a shift from past divide and rule tactics to near total suppression. General Emmanuel Matatu has officially taken command of the Zimbabwe Defence Forces in Harare, succeeding retiring General Philip Valerio Sibanda. Retired generals, including Vice President Chiwenga and former commander Anselm Sanyatwe, were in full military uniform, witnessing the handover. A donation request from Dudley Hall School has sparked a public debate over education funding. In a letter dated September 15, 2025, the prominent government school wrote to controversial business Wikne Uchivayo, seeking support for a school bus and girls' hostel. The appeal has raised concerns on social media. While many agree that schools can seek support, they argue that government institutions should be fully funded by the state. Critics say that the report highlights the long-standing underfunding in the education sector, although the school states Chivayo is a former student. His election as a potential donor has also raised questions, as he continues to face public criticism and corruption allegations. The situation has many calling it a clear sign of an underfunded and struggling education system. Police have arrested a 27-year-old woman, Aida Mushai, in connection with a disturbing video showing the assault of a bound minor. Authorities say Mushai is the biological mother of the 11-year-old victim who allegedly assaulted over the theft of $11. The suspect is expected in court shortly. Bulawayo Mayor David Coulthard has refuted a media report claiming a resolution was passed to extend the town clerk's term of office. Let's hear him speaking.
Good afternoon, members of the Fourth Estate. I'm issuing a formal press statement this afternoon, which arise out of two reports which appeared in the Chronicle this week. The first was an article published on the 17th, entitled "Bulawayo Town Clerk Gets 1 Year Extension Amid Legal Review on Retirement Age." The second was a statement, an article issued yesterday on the 20th of November, entitled "Coulthard Furious at Councillors After Town Clerk's Contract Extended." The reason for this press conference is because both of these articles are incorrect. They concern matters of great importance to the city of Bulawayo and its residents. And it's important that the correct factual position be placed before the public. Regrettably, the Chronicle did not seek clarification or comment from me or my office prior to the publication of both of these articles. I've done a very detailed statement, a factual statement, setting out the history of the matter concerning the town clerk's contract, which will be distributed to members of the Fourth Estate this afternoon. I'm not going to read that entire statement. It is a very detailed factual statement, but I need to point out at the beginning some of the errors contained in the Chronicle report, which need to be clarified and rectified. The first is that the report of the 17th of November says that a 1 year contract of extension has been agreed to. And whilst that was proposed, there is no resolution that was ultimately passed as set out in that article. And so that article is.
In economic news, the Cotton Company of Zimbabwe, COTCO, is facing controversy over its recruitment for top positions. Sources allege that the names of some qualified candidates were omitted before being sent to the parent company, the Mutapa Investment Fund, for vetting. COTCO's board chairman, Sifela Njabangwe, confirmed that three names of each post were submitted to the fund, which now oversees the company. The Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, ZUPCO, appeared before Parliament's Public Accounts Committee on Friday to report on the state of the company. Management said the company generated US$21 million in 2024 from its fleet of 496 buses. MPs questioned ZUPCO's partnership with other bus companies known for poor customer service, which the company struggled to explain. Critics say ZUPCO cannot run profitably, citing its obligation to transport. ZANPF supporters to rallies across the country. And in news from local communities. The Real Agenda for Youth Transformation Trust, in partnership with the Charles Austin Theatre, hosted a donation drive at Alpha Cottages in Mashingo on Friday, collecting essential items for children. Let's hear more from RAFT Programs Officer Ngonizashe Faith Mawere.
Thank you so much for having me. So we came up with an idea of let's go and spend time with kids at Alpha Cottage Children Home here in Mashingo. It was in partnership with Charles Austin Theatre, Weshira Dance Group, DC Entertainment, peer counselors from GZHU, Miss Tondo, Miss Mashingo, and Miss Charles Austin, and Miss Personality, where we sat down and said, no, let's go and spend time with kids there, and we just get there, we play with them, we interact, we get to know each other if they live, and become kids to have free spirit on that day. So we wrote up flyers that we sent out on social medias to everyone on Facebook, Twitter, and people did actually call, bring donations that in the end we got a big pack of pads, groceries. We also got one big suitcase of clothes and one big black bag, of which was also full of clothes. Then when the day came on the 21st, we went to the site to Alpha Cottage where we presented our donations. We also got there, the kids were welcoming, they sang a song for us to show how happy they were to see us. Then we also sang in response, we did rapping contest, then we also did a modeling contest where we went with Miss Tonto for her to interact and also motivate the kids there to show them that they can also have a future outside and also go and represent Zimbabwe doing other activities. Well, at the end, it was a good day, but we're not ending there. We are also planning to go back next year, having future endeavors with them and getting to know them better at the level that they find us as their friends in the end. Thank you so much for having me.
Glenview residents led by Joelini Achuru and Augustine Chonyira of the Combined Harare Residents Association demonstrated at the district office, ending a petition to the city of Harare mayor. They are demanding the removal of an alleged illegal car park and action against dangerous dogs at a municipal officer's home. Change Radio spoke to one of the residents, Mrs. Miriam Mabawa. Let's hear as she speaks.
Sitarango de Miriam Mabawa, anogara muna first cycle. Inova waj 32 tauyawo sevagari tine chichemo chekuti tiri kudawo kubvisirwa motikari dziri muna first cycle matrucks arimo anova matatu paimba iyoyi imwe chete pane dambudziko zverembwa pane danga rembwa more than 10 imbwa dzinenge dziri pamba ipapo ende pane dambudziko rekuti tine vanhu pane makeses anosvika 7 evanhu varumwa nembwa panzvimbo imwe chete. Muridzi wembwa akatataurirwe ari kutopindura vabereki rafu ende asi kukwanisa kurapisa vanhu. Saka tiri kukumbirawo kuti mutikwanisirewo kuti paitwe action yekubviswa motikari, tikwanisewo kuwana maservice deliveries nekuda kwekuti motikari dzemarara hadzisi kukwanisa kupinda munharaunda medu chane more than 8 months tisiri kutakurirwa marara nekuda kwekuti dzinenge dzichinzi motikari dzakavhara mugwagwa hapana patinokwanisa kupinda napo saka sevagari tinewo chichemo chikuru kuti tibatsireiwo uyezve dambudziko rimwe nderekutobirwa chaiko panonetsa kufamba usiku nerima riripo nekuda kwemotikari idzodzo dzakavhara mugwagwa saka tibatsireiwo sevagari vemuna First Cycle.
We also spoke with another resident, Mrs. Rose Mavimira. Let's hear what she had to say.
Inini ndinonzi Rose Mavimira, ndinogara muna First Cycle. Tauyawo nechichemo chekuratidzira maringe nemagariro edu muna First Cycle. Pane mushandi wenyu wekanzuru ane matracks ake anova matatu. Ari kuvharidzira dzimwe motikari dzinoda kuti dzingava dzehama dziri kuuya kuzoshanya hadzisi kutokwanisa kuaccessa kuzouya zviri nyore kudzimba dzehama dzadzo ozocha dambudziko rechipiri tine more than 8 months motikari ichitadza kuuya kuzotitakurira marara nekuti vanenge vachipa chichemo chekuti traki ravo harina access harisi kukwanisa kupfuura nekuti road yakavharwa kwozoita pamba pamwe chete zvekare ipapo pane imbwa dzakawanda tashungurudzwa vakuru nevadiki we have more than 7 cases dzevanhu varumwa nembwa idzodzo iye muridzi wembwa idzodzo haasi kukwanisa zvekare kuzobetsera vanenge varumwa nembwa idzodzo ukatomuapproacha uchinotaura nhau yekuti tarumwa nembwa anotopindura zvake zvaanoda achitotaura kuti iyemi kuti muzorumwa munenge mazidena please tiri kukumbira kubetserwa tiri kudo rubetsero rwenyu nekukurumidza.
Residents of Magwegwe West in Bulawayo are demanding urgent action from the city council, saying they are fed up with fake promises. They purchased the residential stands in 2016, but the plots still lack basic services like water and sewage. The frustrated community recently demonstrated at a city hall. Bulawayo Mayor David Coulter has acknowledged the problem and said the council is negotiating a solution. Priti Nkomo, one of the residents of the new Magwegwe West stains, narrate their ordeal.
Tazoteerai vari kupopota kuti sekuru hamuna kutipedzira nyaya yemuti womutsamvi. Tarisai muti womutsamvi uyu. Ndoda kuti muzive kuti chinokunetsai miti uri kuona zvakatambudzika womutsamvi uyu. Tarisaone utarise sitereki. Ramba uchiutarisa. Uyo uri kuona wakazonokura uyu. Tarisa pawakagara. Tarisa pakagara mutsamvi uyu. Waona kwa ukagadzira midzi yana uchibva tarisa uone uchidzika nedombo tarisa uone panapa uri kutogadzira mudza hapana dhaga apa ndikupaona mudziwo uri kutocreatwa kuti uende pasi kunotora dhaga repasi uri kufema kuziva kuti pasi hapane dhaga kana uchinge iwo muupenyu hwako uine munhu ari pamusoro pako ari kukurwisa kana ari pasi pako kana uine munhu upi zvake ari kutadzisa upenyu hwako kutambanuka uyu mudzi wakarembera uyu mumatare uyu mudzi wakarembera uyu maona mudzi wo haufeiwo unosvika pakubaya pasi apa uri kuenda pasi apa uyu maona ndiwo wakatanga apa ndobva wafa apa wakatanga apa ndobva wafa ndobva uyu wakabuda uri kutaura kuti pasi apa ndinoramba ndinosurvive ndotobaya pasi chete uri kudzika uyu wapapapa wakuda kunhuhwira pasi hakuna munhu anoroiwa pasi pano asingashandisirwe makwenzi hakuna munhu anoshereketa asingatambire nzvimbo dzisingatambirwe like makuva kana munzvimbo dzakaipisisa kana kuita zvakaipa kana kushandisa mvura dzezvitunha vachinzisa kugadzira mushonga kuti mushonga uve nebingu rakasimba kana rusimbe uyu muti uyu unoroonora vanhu vakanzi hamugone kuita chinhu nemumwe munhu pasi panapa vanhu vakanzi hamugone kuita chimwe chinhu pasi pano nevamwe vanhu unoroonora muti uyu unoita sei muti uyu chandinokumbirisa ndechekuti ukasvika pamuti uyu haikona kudimbura uku kwese uku tanha kubva apa.
In international news, a BBC investigation in Sierra Leone is exposing a deadly trade in human body parts for use in magic rituals. The report details murders, including an 11-year-old boy, where victims are mutilated for their organs. Undercover reporters met with men who claimed they could supply human remains for a prize. While some arrests have been made, many families are left without justice due to under-resourced police and a climate of fear. The tragedy leaves a trail of traumatized families seeking answers. And finally, in sports news, Dynamos FC breathed a huge sigh of relief on Sunday after securing their top-flight status with a dramatic 0-0 draw against FC Platinum at Rufaro Stadium. The result confirmed Dynamo's survival in the Premier Soccer League, ending a tense campaign. The match also marked a poignant moment for FC Platinum as head coach Norman Mapeza, who has steered the club through some of his most successful years, officially bid farewell. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Zimbabwe approves Lenkepfe fair in HIV and AIDS fight. South African court convicts Zimbabwean-born pastor of kidnapping congregant. Johannesburg police uncover cross-border drug operation targeting Bulawayo. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.